Welcome to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker.
This is Evangelist Henry Walker. Thank you for tuning into our broadcast today. Before I start my message, I want to remind you that January 1st is not the beginning of the year according to the Word. Most people are on January 1st to December 31st for tax purposes. But in Exodus chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, Exodus chapter 13, verse 4, the Father talks about Abib or Nisan being the beginning of the year. And this year, Nisan 1 is on April 8th. 6 p.m. on April 8th starts the beginning of the year. So the Father is still finishing the year. We don't have the authority to stop a year. No student can tell a teacher when to stop a course. See, the Father is training us, and He works with us on an annual, yearly basis. And He's not finished with us yet. Just to help you understand that your relationship with the Father is based on His calendar, not a calendar that the Romans set up. But go with me to Isaiah 59. We've been talking about, are we the problem? How our flesh could separate us from the miracles, the blessings of our Father. In verse 1, Isaiah 59, verse 1, behold, the Father's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither His ear heavy that He cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated between you and your Father, and your sins have hid His face from you that He will not hear. So important that we could be the problem. Let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and the spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of the Father. So we have a responsibility to cleanse ourselves. The Father provides the water and the soap, and we have to do the cleansing. It's the water of the Word. We left off in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. Eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things that the Father has prepared for those that love Him. If we love Him, we need to turn our flesh over to Him, allow Him to mortify the deeds of our flesh, and conform us into the image of Yeshua. That's our responsibility. So if He points something out in our life, like there might be bitterness, or jealousy, or pride, don't argue with Him. Let Him take it out of our lives, because He knows all. In verse 16, for who had known the mind of Yeshua that He may instruct him? But we have the mind of Yeshua. See, as we allow the Word to change us, it renews our mind. Remember how I mentioned to you on previous broadcasts that the way you cleanse yourself is to go from Romans to Revelation and say, Father, show me the scriptures that You want me to speak into my life to cleanse me. And Father, when I say these scriptures, I'm saying them for me and my family. And I'm going to use the term we, us, or are. So you put we, us, or are into the scriptures. For instance, the just shall live by faith. We are just. We live by faith. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. It's so important because as you allow the Word to clean you, it'll start cleaning your family too. It is so incredible, His cleaning process. It's the sanctification process that He wants to continue in our lives. But in chapter 5, 1 Corinthians chapter 5, purge out therefore the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, as ye are unleavened. For even Yeshua our Passover is sacrificed for us. Therefore let us keep the feast. And I have a book on it, Feast Days. Keep the feast of unleavened bread. That's what Paul is saying. Not with old leaven, neither with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. We can't do this by ourselves. We need the Spirit of the Father inside of us to get rid of the old leaven of malice and wickedness. We need His help. We can't do it alone. Remember, Paul said that the things I don't want to do, I do, and the things I do want to do, I can't do. Who's going to help me? But it's only the Spirit of the Father. Verse 9, I wrote unto you an epistle not to company with fornicators, yet not altogether with the fornicators of this world, or with the covetous, or the extortionists, or with the idolaters. Then must you needs be go out of the world. So you can say this into your life and say, I don't associate with the fornicators of this world, or the covetous, or the extortioners, or the idolaters. See, when you say that, you're cleansing yourself. You're allowing the Father to cleanse you. You're speaking into your life. And it's going from your spirit to your mind. It's renewing your mind. But now I have written unto you not to keep company of any man that is called a brother, be a fornicator, or a covetous, or an idolater, or a railer, or a drunkard, or an extortioner, with such as one not even to eat. But verse 13, but them that are without, the Father judgeth. Therefore, put away from among yourselves that wicked person. it's so important who you hang around with, who you allow to speak into your life. In verse 14, chapter 6, and the Father had both raised up Yeshua and will also raise us up by his power. See, he will do it in us as long as we turn everything over to him. As long as we surrender everything to him, he will raise us up. But he can't raise us up until we decrease. And only by his power can we decrease in the flesh. We have no power over the flesh. Only the Father does. Verse 19. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost which is in you, which you have of the Father, and you are not your own? For you are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify the Father in your body and your spirit, which are his. This is so very important. They allow the Father to do the work. But be obedient to him. He's going to point things out in your life that you don't want to be pointed out. But you have to understand that we need to be rapture ready. He's continuing the sanctification process, conforming us into the image of Yeshua. In chapter 9, verse 27. But I keep under my body and bring it unto subjection, lest by any means, when I preach to others, myself should be a castaway. See, we have responsibility of bringing our body into subjection to the Heavenly Father. In verse 13 in chapter 10, there had no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. But the Father is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but with the temptation also make a way to escape that you may be able to bear it. You see, he'll always provide a way of escape. We just have to make sure we take advantage of it. Verse 14, wherefore my dearly beloved, flee from idolatry. How many young people are idolizing rock stars and people who are taking drugs and drunk most of the time and alcohol? But they set them up as idols. They're just terrible. And we too can worship people. If somebody prophesizes into our life, we call them a prophet. You have to be very, very careful. Stop lifting people up. In chapter 12, verse 14, for the body is not one member, but many. The foot shall say, because I'm not the hand, I'm not of the body. Is it therefore not of the body? If the ear shall say, because I'm not the eye, I'm not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? Verse 20, but now are there many members, but yet one body. You see, we have to respect everybody in the body of believers. In chapter 13, verse 1, though I speak with the tongues of men and angels and have not charity, I am become as a sounding brass or tinkling cymbal. In verse 4, charity suffers long. So you can put yourself in the scripture saying, we suffer long. We are kind. We don't envy. We don't vaunt ourselves up. We're not puffed up. That's what brought down Satan, was that pride. We don't behave ourselves unseemly. We seek not our own. We're not easily provoked. Think of no evil. We don't rejoice in iniquity, but rejoice in the truth. We bear all things, believe all things, hope all things, endure all things. We never fail. It's just so important that we speak these things into our life. We allow the Father to cleanse us. But nothing I want to mention, I mentioned the previous broadcast this week, is in John 17, in verse 11. And this is Yeshua speaking. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world. Now we have to go back to the Greek. King James is really good, but you have to go back to the Greek and check things out. So in verse 11 and 12, this is what it says in the Greek. Yeshua is saying, Holy Father, keep them, the apostles, in your name which you've given me. Keep them in your name which you've given me. In verse 12, while I was with them in the world, I kept them in your name which you gave me. See, the emphasis is on the name, not on the apostles. So it's so important. That's why I use Yeshua. See, it's the Yah, Y-A-H, that's the Father's name. Y-A-H-S-H-U-A, Yahshua, Y-A-H-W-E-H is Yahweh. 7,000 times in the Old Testament, the King James people translate Yahweh as Lord, capitalized. It's a terrible mistake. We have to get used to mentioning his name, Yahweh, because Yahweh is a continually action verb. So when you use Yahweh or Yahshua, he actively, continually works for you. In Genesis chapter 2, it says, Yahweh formed man out of the dust of the earth. That's the first time I mentioned Yahweh. He actively got involved with his creation. It's so important that you need to pray about it. Yeshua is just such a powerful, powerful expression of worship. And Yahweh too. Let's go to the Father in prayer right now. Father, just thank you. Put your hand on the radio as a point of contact. Father, just thank you for the people out there that are listening. Father, I ask you to touch them. Do a miracle in their lives, Father, where they need it the most. Touch them, Father. Help us all to turn our flesh over to you on a daily basis so you can mortify the deeds of our flesh and conform us into the image of Yeshua. It's so very important, Father. And Father, we can't just take scriptures out of the Word and confess them. We have to surrender everything to you, Father. And then you will give us the desires of our heart, and then we can confess them. So, Father, touch the people out there right now, Father. Do a miracle. Do a miracle in their families, in their job situation, in their housing situation. And we just thank you for healing that's flowing right now as you're taking away all dizziness and all pain in the mighty name of Yeshua. Amen. So remember, we're talking about turning our flesh over to the Father. So we just can't, as I mentioned, we can't just go into the Word and claim these scriptures, like name and claim it. So you got to be careful of that doctrine, because we have to turn our flesh over before we can claim anything. Then he gives us the desires of our heart, and then we can claim his promises. That doctrine, name it, claim it, and speaking things into his existence is trying to set some people up like little gods that we can do this and we can do that. No, we got to humble ourselves. You read Matthew chapter 5, the Beatitudes. The poor in spirit shall receive the kingdom of heaven. It's that the humble people that surrender everything to the Father. I want to tell you some more about this ministry. Again, this is Evangelist Henry Walker. I have a website, henrywalker.org. I also have written three books. One is called Seasons, which talks about the feast days of Yeshua, how he fulfilled everyone with the exception of three, which he will. And my book Noon talks about the months of the year on the Father's calendar and how the things that he did in the Word on those months, he wants to repeat them in those months. And you have to know when these months begin and end. And if you go to my biblical calendar page on henrywalker.org, it'll tell you when each month begins and ends up to the year 2020, when each feast day begins and ends up to the year 2020. Also in a book, I talk about the hours of the day that the Father mentions in the Word that he did powerful things. And so we need to know those hours. Like there's a certain hour of the day when his healing anointing flows more than any other hour. We need to know that. You got to remember that the day runs from 6 p.m. to 6 p.m. Genesis 1 says evening and morning were the first day. You really have to get on his timetable. And also my third book is called Demystifying the Trinity, which explains the Trinity, and it really comforts you so much. And you can get these books by calling me. But first of all, I want to tell you that we're selling these books at our course, which is $5 each. And if you have no money, I want to give these books to you free. We just want to get them to your hands. You can call me at 772-801-3677, 772-801-3677. We just want to help you. Read my messages on henrywalker.org. There's such powerful messages that really transform your life, especially the one I have on divorce and remarriage. It takes a lot of the confusion out of that topic. So if you've been divorced and you want to get remarried, and people are telling you you can't get remarried, you need to go to my message. Again, divorce and remarriage on henrywalker.org. Read the message, study the scriptures, go to your Heavenly Father, and find out what he wants you to do. If you're in a marriage and you're thinking about getting divorced, again, go to my message, read the scriptures, go to your Heavenly Father, find out what he wants you to do. Stop relying on the opinion of other people who are basing their opinion on traditions and not the Word. They have not studied the Greek words that involve in that topic, and they're trying to advise you. You see, the Father wants to tell you what to do, and he wants you to have peace in your life. Shalom, peace. That's what he wants. So remember the next time, this is Evangelist Henry Walker saying, greater is he that's in you than he is in the world.
Thank you for listening to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker. More information about New Life Revival Ministries and Apostle Henry Walker is available at henrywalker.org, or you can contact Apostle Walker at 772-801-3677, or you can write to him at New Life Revival International, P.O. Box 12309, Fort Pierce, Florida 34979. Tired of raking your mulch back into your garden bed? Or have you replaced wood siding or a garage door because of rain damage? Gutter Guy Seamless Gutters, the rain drainage expert, can help. With 12 different colors to match your home's exterior, the Gutter Guy manufactures and installs 5, 6, and 7-inch seamless gutters. For repairs or gutters for the entire house, Gutter Guy is ready to service all your rain drainage needs. Gutter Guy, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, is available at 334-3139.
God bless you. My name is Pastor Edmundo Rivera. My wife and I invite you to our grand opening of our new church, Iglesia de Dios Pentecostal ME of Palm City, on January 17th at 6:30 p.m. at the Palm City Civic Center, located at 770 Southwest 33rd Street, Palm City. Our services are in Spanish and